Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 46 to 54. Once more Jesus visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine. And there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick at Capernaum. When this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. "Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders," Jesus told him, "you will never believe." The royal official said, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus replied, "You may go. Your son will live." The man took Jesus at his word and departed. While he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was living. When he inquired as to the time when his son got better, they said to him, "The fever left him yesterday at the seventh hour." Then the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." So he and all his household believed. This was the second miraculous sign that Jesus performed, having come from Judea to Galilee. What does God want from you more than anything else? Trust. He wants you to trust Him. Just like He wanted Adam and Eve to trust Him when He commanded them not to eat from a specific tree. Just like He wanted Noah to trust Him when God told Noah to build an ark because He was going to send floodwaters over the whole earth. Just like He wanted His people in the Old Testament to trust Him when He promised to send a Savior. In today's lesson from God's Word, we meet a royal official who trusted Jesus. He walked some 18 miles to find Jesus and ask Him to heal his son. Jesus said to him, "You may go. Your son will live." The man took Jesus at his word and departed. He took Jesus at his word. He turned around and began walking home. Imagine the level of trust that took. As far as he knew, he would have to walk the long distance to his home before he would know if his son was safe. He was able to make that walk because he took Jesus at his word. You can take Jesus at his word as well. As you walk the long, winding, often bumpy road of life, you can trust that He will be with you every step of the way, just as He said. You can trust that He will provide for all your needs, just as He said. You can trust that He will give you the strength you need during difficult times, just as He said. You can trust that He will forgive your missteps, just as He said. And you can trust that when you reach the end of the road, He will give you eternal life, just as He said. Dear Jesus, help me to take You at Your word. I need Your help because I so easily and so often doubt Your promises. Replace that doubt with the courage and confidence that come with the knowledge that Your word is completely trustworthy. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.